Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and today I say, Happy New Year. You know, it's that time of year. For the last decade plus, you've allowed us to come into your home and be a part of your life. And in return, we've tried to give you honest, good news, and honest opinions on that news. Sometimes we make you laugh. Others, we make you mad. But we always try to make you think. As we look forward to 2024, let's look back at some of the lessons we learned and some of the big stories of 2023. This past week, Senator Katie Britt took her seat in the Great Hall of Congress to represent Alabama. She is the first woman elected to represent Alabama from in the U.S. Senate. She is also the youngest Republican ever elected, Republican woman, and the only Republican woman, I guess, serving right now. But Katie is our Katie, and we are thankful that she's there, and we hope she does a great job.
I'm sure really proud of her. She worked really, really, really hard to get that position.
In all its infinite wisdom, the Alabama Department of Corrections has decided that because there's so many murders and so many deaths and so many overdoses, that they're no longer going to report those on their monthly reports. Mm-hmm. They're going to save them and do them quarterly if they get around to it.
Well, they're too busy raiding high schools. The drugs, that's the first thing. You know, that takes a lot of time and a lot of manpower to go in and raid, you know, raid the high schools. But yeah, I think that's because, maybe because of some of the reporting of APR and some of the other media outlets in Alabama are beginning to pay really close attention and scrutinize what's going on with the deaths in the prisons. I think maybe they're getting a little cold feet on this.
You know, when I read it, I thought it was something out of The Onion. I thought it was a spoof because I didn't even think that the Attorney General of Alabama, Steve Marshall, could be as heartless and as just mean-spirited as he actually is. And this is the guy who thinks he should be governor one day. Never gonna happen. But what Marshall has done under the anti-abortion law, we won't get into the euphemism they call it. Under the anti-abortion law, there's no prosecution of women. There's no prosecution of women whatsoever. However, Marshall says that doesn't matter because any woman that takes an abortion pill or anything like that is going to be prosecuted by him under the Chemical Endangerment Act. But Anthony Mitchell, 33-year-old man, was arrested, and then he was taken to the Walker County Jail by the sheriffs, where, according to a lawsuit, he was repeatedly tased, put into a refrigerated area or some type of refrigerated unit, and left there until he froze to death, later froze to death at the hospital. According to the doctor's statement, he died of hypothermia. Susan, it's one of the most horrendous stories I've ever seen.
And that's putting it lightly, okay, what you just said is, but, and I have to tell you, I am incensed. I'm infuriated.
Because they don't want to accept the America we live in and that has gotten better over the years, not worse. When they talk about make America great again, point to me the time in history where America was greater than it is today.
Yeah, greater for everybody. And make sure you include that. Greater for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Give us an update of how the state is doing financially.
Well, I'm excited about Alabama's position right now. I think we can argue, everybody has their different opinions, but I think we can argue Alabama is one of its strongest economic positions, maybe in the history of the state. Right. And I feel confident in saying that. If you look at a lot of the key indicators, we have the lowest unemployment levels in the history of the state. Our economic activity is enormous. We are seeing jobs created. We have more jobs than we have people to fill them.
Right. To the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men and some women who have died in state correctional facilities.
Mm-hmm. 266 last year. And since the beginning of this year, 29. Alabama is the highest in incarcerated persons' deaths. We're the highest in incarcerated persons' murders. We're highest in suicides as well within the prisons. And I'm sorry, you can put all the money toward the new prisons that you want to. If you don't change the culture of what's going on there, nothing is going to change and more people are going to die.
You know, Josh, as we've talked about on this show hundreds of times, we give millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives to get people to do business here. We have people here that have existing businesses that will grow those businesses exponentially if we will just pass a comprehensive gaming bill to allow the voters to decide they want gaming, and then we will bring in maybe close to $1 billion in revenue through gaming to the state.
Yeah, it's I did a story this week about, you know, the efforts that are kind of, I don't want to say behind the scenes because that makes it seem like people are sneaking around. That's not at all what's happening. They're just kind of quietly going about business and trying to put together a comprehensive gaming bill that possibly could come out this session, but most likely in the next session. And you're right. It's the reason we keep beating this dead horse is because it's a good horse. You know,
it's a good horse.
Yeah, it's a good horse, man.
Given all the children who have been ruthlessly murdered at their schools, Alabama does not ban firearms from school grounds.
No.
There's been a bill to try to do that, ban it from school grounds, but these numpties have sent that bill to
subcommittee,
which is where things go to die.
That's where things go to die.
Senator Katie Britt and her husband Wesley were at a track meet with their son Ridgway and their daughter, and they heard an athlete scream at the track meet. Mm-hmm. Katie looked, saw the young man, jumped the fence, ran over and comforted him. Wesley came over, they got him stable, they got him comforted, and then Wesley carried him to the vehicle to take him to the hospital, and the young man will make a full recovery. But the interesting thing is, there were no cameras rolling. There's been no press releases. There's been no hoorah, hey about me. And I think that really shows the character of the Britt family and how they operate. Our legislators down in Montgomery have chosen a state cookie. So on top of, you know, prison reform and healthcare crisis and all that, we now have a state cookie. And seriously, I recommend the fourth graders who came up with the recipe of peanuts and pecans for our state cookie. But
the Yellowhammer cookie, isn't that what it's called?
The Yellowhammer cookie. And I guess it's two pieces of cookie with peanut butter and pecans.
Bird feathers.
Is that right?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
But congratulations to the kids.
Congratulations.
It was probably one of the best things our legislators did this past week.
Sometimes when you peel back the onion on politics, it ain't an onion. We'll be right back. You're watching The View.
My journey began in Midway, here in Bullitt County. I was out in the fields, picking peas with my grandparents when I could barely walk. They were sharecroppers. I remember running up to the rolling store. Grandma would barter with eggs in exchange for groceries. But for me, I wanted that orange eight. I took that work ethic that my grandparents instilled in me, and I applied it to sports. I was a pretty good basketball and football player. Then I tore my ACL. But I kept that work ethic. In 2014, I was elected to the Alabama House of Representatives and elected House Minority Leader by my colleagues becoming the first African-American and youngest person to receive that honor. It put me in a position to steer hundreds of millions of dollars of economic investment in the 2nd Congressional District. I worked across the aisle to lower drug costs for seniors. I'm leading the fight to expand Medicaid for working families right here in Alabama. I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message because it's time that we have one of us in Congress.
There seems to be a new wave of aggressive driving lately.
You see those people, they are the ones that are tailgating other people because they have to get through their destination now.
Weaving in and out of traffic, looks like they could care less about who's around them. There's no one else on the roadway. They're the only one there.
Aggressive driving can be the difference between life and death.
All because somebody thought they needed to be the front of the line and get there first.
Slow down. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. A little walk down memory lane, and that path has a lot of offshoots. You know, every year we cover hundreds and thousands of stories, all that affect the lives of real Alabamians. Let's take a look now at some of those stories that affected our lives in 2023. Hey, we got to send out some props. Congratulations to Jonathan Barbee, who won 4 Telly Awards.
He's our producer of the show.
Our producer of the show won 4 Telly Awards. And
that's pretty big.
Congratulations, Jonathan. We're very proud of you. Just when you thought that Tommy Tuberville could not dip any lower, we realize that he has lied, what we believe, lied to veterans, the people he says he cares the most about. During his campaign for the U.S. Senate, he made a pledge that he would give every dime that he earned in the Senate to veterans organizations. Josh, you and I had this story last week, and then the Washington Post scooped us on it, but we did write about it. But Susan, he made a pledge.
He did.
Senator Chris Elliott and Representative Ernie Marjorie Taylor Greene Yarborough decided that they would go after Archives and History for having a one-hour luncheon to discuss gay history in Alabama. And they have sought to defund it by taking away $5 million in appropriations to that department. Josh, they tried to get it passed this special session. Nothing for them.
It's you know, it's really a shame that we've got to continue to fight these same fights over and over and over again, because some people see political expediency in being able to marginalize certain folks and to attack certain vulnerable people.
It was a bad week for Alabama last week when we learned that we lost Space Command. President Joe Biden, with decisions from the Air Force, made the decision that the Space Command would stay in Colorado, which has been an issue for over the last 2 years, whether it would be here or remain in Colorado. Donald Trump, when he was president, said that he single-handedly picked Alabama to be the headquarters of Space Force. He meant Space Command, but that's what he said, Space Force. As we've talked before, if you do not think that these generals will punish Alabama for Tommy Tuberville's actions, you are a fool's fool.
Absolutely, yeah. And he lives in Florida. What does he care?
Yeah, well, if you talk to anybody, if you've talked to any military leadership, you know, and private conversations, these people will tell you flat out that they are very unhappy with what Tuberville is doing. They are very unhappy that he has taken it upon himself to punish them, the people in, because that's who he's punishing here. Let's not get it twisted and pretend like he's punishing Joe Biden and the White House. He's punishing the military service members, okay? The active duty military service members who have earned their promotions by protecting all of us, okay?
Tommy Tuberville, back in July, end of July, bought stock, made 3 purchases in that company. And since Tuberville made the purchases in that company, the stock has increased by 35%. Mm-hmm. He is a genius.
He is. We see where his priorities are. Bill, I'm awfully proud of you.
What did I do?
You had your redistricting story was on the Joey Reid Show on MSNBC this week for an entire segment. They used it to actually guide themselves through the segment of what's going on with redistricting in Alabama.
It's not as important as being Andy's father.
No, it's a close second, though. It's a close second. It's a close second.
You know, that whole thing with redistricting, I mean, our audience is pretty aware that Alabama drew maps of the congressional districts that absolutely defied the court order. Mm-hmm. And when they went before the three panel judges, the federal court judges, the judges said, you defied our order. We've never seen anyone defy a court order like this before. Mm-hmm. And Alabama's like, well, yeah, okay, so what? Speaking of loudmouths, Steve Marshall, of course, who wants to end the Voting Rights Act, also is wanting to put a bounty on women's heads. Anybody that helps a woman cross state lines to get an abortion in any way, he wants to hunt them down and put them in prison. Susan, great idea?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. First of all, how are you going to enforce it? But enough is enough with this abortion thing, Steve. Just get off of it and go do your job.
This past Thursday, U.S. District Court decided that Alabama will now have a second black district. They chose Map 3, which a lot of people were in favor of. Josh, you want to give us a little update on how that went down?
Yeah, it's not quite a majority black district, because I believe it comes out to right at about 49% black voting age population in that district. But still, when you looked at the breakdowns of the way some of the more recent races have gone, a lot of people felt fairly comfortable that black voters in that district, in that new second congressional district that has been created.
I have now decided I will not call those people who are engaged in these so-called culture wars. I'm not calling them Republicans or conservatives anymore. They are right-wing extremists.
Exactly.
They hold extremist views of the United States and its place in history and the world. They have extremist views on the 21st century. They want to drag Alabama back to the 19th century, or at least the 1960s. We should be in the new studio next week, all things considered. We should be there, unless something else comes up. So there you go.
Knock on wood, somewhere.
Right there, there you go. Susan DeBose is a champion of censorship.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
Ding dong, the witch is still alive. You know, it never seems to shock. There is no shock to politics. But the pure hypocrisy that we see right now is just outstanding in its nature. I'm not going to paint Republicans in a broad brush here, but there are some who, when they're campaigning, say one thing and then practice another type of politics. And one such person is Susan DeBose. She's a Republican from Hoover. She's a House of Representatives member. She's only been in office less than a year, Susan. And she...
Well, it seems like longer.
Yeah. When they're awful, it really seems longer. Mm-hmm. But she came out when she was running, and even on her website today, it says she's for less government and more liberties for individuals. Mm-hmm. However, this is the woman who's leading the crusade to defund libraries who do not comply with her narrow worldview. This story, where 1819 News revealed that F.L. Bubba Copeland, pastor and mayor in Smith Station, committed suicide after they released several stories revealing that he wore women's clothes in the privacy of his home, did put his persona as a transgender woman online, is alleged to have used the likeness, image, and name of a few people in his community without their permission. Don't know if any of that is illegal. The sheriff down in Lee County has not said he did anything illegal, but he died as a result of all the pressure, we believe, from that piling on. It's just piled on, piled on, piled on. Mm. It has made every national news outlet in the country. Mm-hmm. The Cannabis Commission, they can't get no love.
Eugene, I'm in the persuasion business, and frankly, I'm disappointed by your presentation.
Because they're a hunk of burning dumpster fire. The Medical Cannabis Commission releases license.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
What could go wrong with that? A lot. Well, the Cannabis Commission finally awarded 5 integrator licenses earlier this week. And this is what I have determined is real reefer madness, Josh. Yeah. Because the 5 companies that they chose, Sustainable Alabama, True Leaf, Wagon Trail, Flower Wood, and Specialty Medical Products of Alabama, all had some very wild scoring.
Yes.
As did the other 30-something.
Yes.
And it made no sense.
None.
The way they handled this. And the big question is anybody ever going to go to jail?
Probably. We'll see.
Sometimes memory lane has some muddy ruts too. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
Your home is your most valuable asset, but what if someone tried to steal it from you? Property fraud is one of the fastest growing areas of fraud in the country today.
As a district attorney, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of property fraud. That's why I'm proud to support the Montgomery County Probate Court's REACT program.
REACT is designed to protect your property and to give you peace of mind. By signing up, you'll receive an email notification if a document is filed against your property.
This program is a game changer. It has the potential to prevent fraud and protect countless homeowners throughout Montgomery County.
So don't wait. Sign up for REACT today and protect your home.
Protect your home with REACT. Sign up today.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You know, in politics in Alabama, there's a lot of nail biting, there's infighting, there's insanity, but there's always some laughs. And of course, if you're going to criticize people in politics and government and in power, you better do it with some humor so they don't try to kill you. Let's look back at the funnier moments of 2023. Well, I just won't say. My mother said, if you have nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Typically in this state, when you hand out cash without a lot of oversight of it, bad things tend to occur.
Well, it's sort of like the money that we approved for the prisons, you know. It was sort of $600 million and change.
$625 million last week.
Yeah, Josh, they had a meeting this week in which they bumped up the price, right?
Yeah, no, it's just 7 people in a room said, you know what, $625 million ain't going to cover it. We're going to need $975 million. We're going to $1 billion for one prison. Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm turning into a Republican. I don't have any problems with this.
I've been on computers pretty much all my life, and I don't have any problem with computers or tablets or iPhones or anything like that. You know what I can't figure out? The remote. I can't handle the remote. All of a sudden, Chick-fil-A, the paragon of Christian business ownership in America, I mean, even bigger than Hobby Lobby, is now, Josh, hold on, woke. You know, some people have asked why I call you research guru extraordinaire.
They have.
Because there's nothing that Susan can't find if you put her down there with a glass of tea and maybe some popcorn and let her go after it. She can find it. And if she can't find it, Josh will.
Oh, yeah. we make quite a formidable team.
Yeah, you give us a internet connection in it, and we'll find the rabbit hole that leads to you.
Josh, I see you're still on the hunt for Tommy Tuberville now.
Yeah, still here. Florida. Still here. He's here somewhere. He's here somewhere.
He certainly isn't doing his job in D.C., but we'll get to that later. Well, I said it before. I will say it again. The Cannabis Commission seems to be smoking their own stash, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yes, sir.
I hate to put it this way, but you got another head on your wall. You bagged another big one. Republican lawmaker David Cole was arrested last week on felony voter fraud. Well, the Cannabis Commission, not the commission, but the lawyers for the Cannabis Commission and folks got around and took rolled a few joints and had a good meeting and decided, Josh, that they were going to go back to square one. But that was just that, you know. Yeah, I mean, hey, man, we got it wrong twice. We can do it better. You wrote a story this week to quote Chevy Chase, if I woke up with my head stapled to the carpet, I couldn't have been more surprised.
Sewn to the carpet. I can't let you misquote Christmas Vacation. Sorry.
Sewn to the carpet.
Sewn to the carpet.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Susan reminded me during the break that I was wrong and she was right, and there's nothing new about that. It was 2021, not 2022.
You didn't have to do that.
I apologize. Well, listen, I understand my position in this relationship. You know, Josh, just when you thought that the Cannabis Commission couldn't be smoking any more of their own products.
I don't know that I ever thought.
You didn't think that?
No, I did not. I've always thought
smoking something else, man.
I always knew it was headed downhill towards the dumpster fire.
So. Yeah, well, yeah. That's what dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Bill Britt. And as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and the extraordinary Josh Moon, columnist and investigative reporter at APR. All around great guy.
Look at the aura on him.
I'm moving up in the world. I don't know. What did I do?
You showed up. And if you get your dentures adjusted, you know, you wouldn't have that problem.
That's true.
Ms. Dobbs, but I do know that Dick Brubaker and Greg Albritton.
Dobson.
Caroline
Dobson.
Dobson.
Yes, this is the greatest ad for Caroline Dobson that she could have paid for.
The voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.
Bye, Caroline.
Well, that's our show. A look back at 2023. Now, from all of us here at the voice of Alabama politics, Happy New Year.